This is my son, Eric. Eric has ADHD, just like me. Eric wasn't diagnosed until he was in his early 20s. I myself was only diagnosed a couple of years ago. As you can imagine, I often ask myself how much less critical and more understanding I could have been. If only I had known earlier, I could have made life easier for him. I could have been a better mother. But then I have to remind myself about what he said. Mom, stop beating yourself up over the past. He's a smart man, isn't he? Since I found out I have ADHD, I have done a deep dive into researching it. I became a life coach with an emphasis on ADHD because I was so determined to help people like Eric, myself, and others. I know Eric struggled, as so many did and still do. Reflecting on this is not easy, but yet necessary. I'm so proud of the man Eric has become. He's funny, smart, curious, thinks outside the box, and is very loyal, empathetic, and loving. He has grown to become a wonderful young man and is happily married. For my project, May I Have Your Attention, I photograph adults with ADHD. Naturally, I asked if he wanted to be a part of it, and he agreed. When asked about his struggles, he wanted to depict in the image for my project, he chose words such as suffocating, confidence, laughter, and disappointment. Suffocating because of overwhelm, feeling like he's literally getting the wind knocked out of him. Confidence, the desire to be triumphant at the end of a task. Laughter, even hysterical laughter at times, because, so he said, sometimes things feel so bad that all he can do is laugh. Disappointment in himself and others when he didn't finish something or he didn't finish it the way he wanted to. So here I am with a beautiful image of my son, with so much depth and vivid colors, depicting my son's struggles. My feelings around the image are mixed and raw, yet it's an image we created together that helps with our healing, creating an even deeper bond. I'm so grateful that he agreed to be a part of my project. In fact, it wouldn't be complete without him. Thank you, Eric. I love you.